Yo. Mr. Jimmy.
What's going on? What's good in the hood, man?
Can't call it. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and hoes, this is Hit Digital Radio on a Friday night. Now, we're going to get a little silly tonight, and this is the Grown Man-ish show. And we're going to touch on quite a few things. But first of all, Jimmy, how was your day, Big Pimper?
Oh, man, it was good, man. Hey, it was raining, so it kept it a little cooler than it's been. So right. I was cool with that, man. I just stayed out the way in this, you know.
Well, right now, where I'm at, it's thundering like a mother.
Oh, wow.
It is going down.
Yeah, I had a little bit of that earlier, man. So,
hopefully we don't lose our good Wi-Fi around this. You know what I mean? But we're gonna see what happens.
Yes, sir.
Before we bring our other co-host in, we're gonna have quite a few topics, ladies and gentlemen. Some really, really good, interesting things. We're going to give VR a chance to get in on a topic that we did the other day about Saucy Santana, just to get that 24-year-old perspective, okay?
Most definitely.
And but our show-running topic is, do women want too much from a man in 2020? And do they expect too much?
Right.
Showrunner topic.
Right.
Then our next topic is going to be, who are you voting for in November? We gotta touch on that, you know.
Right.
Because Kamala Harris is on the ticket now, you know, things are changing. So, you know, I mean, we gotta discuss it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then I'm going to do a brief, because I didn't, a movie review, but I didn't watch the whole movie yet. And Jimmy watched the trailer. And Jimmy, what did you think about the trailer? Don't give us anything yet. We're going to come back to it.
Okay. But yeah, it's very cold, man. It's dope.
Fire.
Looks like something you can really get into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. We're going to talk about that a little bit. So let me go ahead and get this dude in, and we're going to get this thing popping. Let me see. Where he at? Let's get him in the queue. But, yeah, man. I came in. I'm running around.
Right.
And made some Sloppy Joes.
Oh, that's what it is.
Sloppy Joes. And macaroni and cheese. I'm probably going to do that on Andre's kitchen too, man. I think that'd be a good meal, you know,
right.
And due to the pandemic and all that kind of stuff, and money's tight.
Exactly.
And people need to find a very affordable way to feed their family, you know, especially they got kids and stuff like that.
Right, most definitely.
So that's what I had. And then, I'm sipping now on a Bud Ice, you know. And for those that don't know, you know, years ago, I used to drink liquor like real heavy. But I really can't do it no more. It's too much. So after a long day, I might crack open a beer and just get a little relaxed, smoke a cigar or something. And if it's not beer, I might do wine or something, a red wine, a Merlot.
Right.
But let me see, can I get this dude in again? This dude is tripping. Huge. But anyway, let's touch on do women want? Oh, wait a minute. Is that DR?
We
What's
got
going on, fellas?
Hey, what's happening?
What's popping?
What's going on in the grown man-ish house tonight? What's going on?
chilling, man.
Hey.
A few topics tonight, Big Pimpin.
All right.
And first, I'm going to go back through it again. The showrunner, of course, is, do women want too much from a man in 2020? That's our showrunner topic, but we got a lot of other things we're going to touch on, you know what I mean?
So, all right.
Me and Jimmy did a update show. What was it, Jimmy? Was it 2 days ago or a day ago?
Yeah, a day ago. Yeah.
And we want to get your feedback as a 24-year-old.
Right.
Because we gave our perspective on it, and I want to just give, you know, I don't like to go back, but I think this is a topic that the people should hear from you and right. what you feel about it, because you're more in that age generation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, that topic was Saucy Santana. Have uh-huh. you seen that video?
I have not. What's going on?
You have not seen it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Can you pull it up on anything right now? You know, and I'll ramble for a minute while you just take a quick look at it. Do you know who Saucy Santana is?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you... I would have known as a youngster. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, it's a lot of... it's a lot of stars and it's a lot of meteors.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm familiar with the mainstream stars, and then I'm familiar with the meteorites.
he's pretty much getting it in right now. I mean, in okay. less than 24 hours or 20-some hours, he had like almost 180,000 views on the video.
Okay.
Wow.
So this is going to be very interesting. So are you looking it up on something else?
Yes, I'm on a device.
Okay.
Hold on, give me a minute.
But
Saucy. You said Saucy Santana?
Saucy Santana.
Okay.
And he's actually friends with, what's them girls over at OC?
Oh my God, this the dude you talking about? Or the this person?
Yeah, don't he have a beard and eyelashes on?
He look like Magic Johnson's son.
Not Magic Johnson's son.
he resembles y'all know who Magic Johnson, EJ Johnson. He looks like Magic's son.
Right. Not you to, know. But I feel what you're saying. But,
right. The whole androgynous theme.
Right.
If that's, you know.
Right. So.
Right.
So just take a, you know, just take a look at it for about a good 30 seconds, and then we're gonna ask you some questions about it. But you know, just to let you touch on it, because we touched on it.
Uh huh.
But I just really want the people to hear a younger perspective, because maybe we're crazy.
Okay. So I'm still trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, I of course, you know, when I was able to identify with who Saucy Santana was, the picture sort of threw me for a loop. But let me click on the news and let me see what's going on. Okay, so it says here 10 hours ago that Saucy Santana and light-skinned Keisha has basically dropped a visual called Back It Up.
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a little excerpt of that really quick. If you guys could just bear with me.
Oh yeah.
I could check it out and see. Maybe get a little glimpse of it.
Yeah. Oh good. Make sure you turn on the volume.
You want me to turn it up? All right. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second.
Not to play it over the thing. I mean, mute your microphone or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I can hear it. You know, I got like my speakers. I can still hear it through the system.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right, all I see is lyric videos. Did you want me to listen to the song, or did you
want
to play the actual
music video?
Video. All right.
You gotta
let me pull that up.
Cause you didn't see the rollers in his hair and the musk and the freaking beard and eyelashes. You ain't see none of that.
Right, right. Okay, give me a minute. I'm pulling it up right now.
But yeah, man. You know, ladies and gentlemen, just a brief update while DR checks that out. Andre's Kitchen is coming soon, right around the corner. If you follow me on Instagram, Giant the R&B Bully, you can see that. Or at Hits Digital Media Globe, I put up just a couple pics, you know, just to get your mouth watering, you know what I'm saying, on what's about to go down. But look forward to seeing that. And I'm still working on the Andre Marcellus collection, the AM. So I got a few things up on Instagram for that, and that's up too, is the Andre Marcellus collection. You can check that out. I just got a couple things up. I think I got a mask up and I think a coffee cup. But, you know, we got leggings, hoodies, you know, some of everything. Gonna have candles. I mean, real exclusive lines, not gonna be cheap. Now don't be cheap, so we ain't even gonna...
Whoa, 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 whoa. What is going on here?
I knew it.
Yeah, DR, you see that? What are you...
I'm trying not to see it, but yeah, I'm seeing everything.
Right, what are you young dudes doing now, man? I don't understand it. Me and Jimmy...
You know what? You know what? I believe that... The LGBT community are very deserving of their own, just like they have their own community. I believe that content like this should only be shared in their own community. And what I mean by that is we have, you know, a lot of younger influences that are growing up and watching this whole thing. And,
I mean,
you know...
What's your problem with it that you say they need to keep it in their own community? Why you say that? I mean, we in a crazy world right now. Everything is on the internet. Everything.
I believe, but you know, but this is the thing. I'm not saying it's okay for women to do it as well. Because, I mean, quite naturally, you know, it's what, you know, I mean, that's something that, I mean, women have been twerking for the longest. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I just would feel comfortable, you know, if content like this was only shared on a community that's designed. Now notice I'm saying designed specifically for his community, his or her community, or whichever Saucy Santana identify as. Because, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just don't know what to feel about it. I mean, that's his thing. To each his and her own. I mean, if you want to, you know, spend a marketing budget, a music budget on a video just to twerk and
Jimmy,
I mean, hey.
Yeah.
What do you feel about what DR is saying right now?
Well, I mean, that's sort of kind of what I was aiming towards yesterday.
Got over 300,000 hits. Over that, and 23,000 thumbs up, and I'm pretty sure that these thumbs up aren't from, you know, who I think they are from. Basically, they're from, you know, I'm pretty sure they're from people who applaud this type of content.
Right. Well, let me get
those of that community.
Let me get Jimmy's perspective on what you're
okay.
Thinking.
Okay.
Right.
Jimmy?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know, like I was saying, it's more so I was like gearing towards that yesterday, that it shouldn't be as easy to access for everybody.
Right.
You know, it should be some type of guidance put on there that, you know, not everybody can go and watch it you know, okay.
Viewer discretion is advised. I mean, it's crazy how when we, not to cut you off, Jimmy, or take away from what you're saying, because I absolutely agree wholeheartedly. I remember growing up and just growing up, you know what I mean? There was a certain time that, I mean, of course, when you rented movies and you actually, HBO was specifically designed for unedited, uncensored, unfiltered content. You know what I mean? Just as well as Netflix. You're paying for this. You pay for HBO, you get the full thing. You pay, I mean, just, we pay for television, for our cable companies, but we're not also paying for the unedited scenes. We're paying for what they give us.
Respectfully, I think we're past that. Because it's all on YouTube now. So I think we're past the stage of putting it in its own community.
Right.
I think that's a wrap. Because here he is, right in your face, over 300,000 views in less than 48 hours, I think. And, yeah. And it's getting liked. Not
right.
It's getting liked. Now let me ask both of y'all this question. And Jimmy, start off. But let me ask both of y'all this question. Because I'm going to jump out the window with this.
Okay.
Is hip-hop, rap music, whatever people like to call it, is it now fucked up?
Here's the thing. I feel, honestly, that there are good artists out, but they are kind of like underground. All the mainstream artists, I feel they have to kind of stay in a certain kind of lane to stay relevant. So they make music that might, you know,
I mean, these rap dudes are wearing dresses and stuff, you know?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, but there are, I have heard underground music that's really, it gives you that vibe that, you know, who? Back in the vibe.
Who? Name somebody.
I don't know what the name is, but
I know what he means. I know exactly what Jimmy means.
Although I know what he means too, but my point is, you know, I'm basically trying to get to the bottom of it because it's getting out of hand now. I mean, really look at what you just watched. It's getting out of hand.
I can't unburn that from my hard drive there. I can't undo that. That's just, I mean, I'm trying hard.
Something else. Right now, rappers are looking softer than R&B artists. It's really, really going left right now.
So and the true rappers aren't really rapping anymore. That's, you know.
Well, I don't know what that means, but where is rap going? Because if that's where rap going, I don't know if I want, if I even want to be a part of that.
Stay independent.
Because that's not going to be in my
mind. Your own thing. Do your own thing. Stay independent. You are the only person. Not you, but the greater you, you know, the for those that are listening, if they are interested in pursuing a career in the hip hop community, you know that when you sign a contract, all of your creative control and your, you know, any abilities you have to be creative is going out of the window. You know what right. I mean? And, you know, once that contract is signed, you got to do what they say. You know, it's just, you don't just sign a contract. I mean, how do we know that this young fella wasn't, how do we know that this young fella wasn't, you know, he isn't signed, he has a contract, obligations that he must fulfill in order to push an agenda or to further an agenda that,
so you saying that,
you know, may be undesired for those.
And have a beard and nails and lashes?
I'm saying people will do anything for money. And I've seen it time and time again. I know a lot of folks out there. I mean, we see it in the media. I mean, how many of these dudes you guys say that are wearing dresses now? Rappers are wearing dresses now. A lot of them are getting paid to push that agenda. They don't even choose their, half of them don't even choose their own wardrobe.
Well, it sounds like you're condoning this at this point. This is grown.
No, I'm not condoning it at all. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing, you know? I don't condone any of it.
Okay, let me slow down. So let me take a break, people. Hold on, let me slow down. Maybe I'm jumping out the window.
Yeah. You are.
Okay, well, look at it this way. You're telling me what you're seeing.
Right.
We're all seeing that. Tell me what you think about it. From your perspective. Not what you know it to be, or the conspiracies of all of that other shit. Tell me right. You feel.
I just think that is bad. It's not, it's negative, derogatory. Especially for hip hop, it's disrespectful.
Exactly. You know? And that's all I was trying to say, man. I'm just trying to see if you've seen it from the same perspective of
right.
What it's doing to the youth.
But I'm not here to bash anybody at the same time either.
Neither.
You know?
But I don't have to agree with it. I'm not bashing them, though.
Right.
I'm not bashing them.
I said it's disrespectful. That's what I believe is very disrespectful. Highly disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I do.
You want your son to watch that?
Absolutely not. Yeah. I want them to choose, you know, to be able to have a decision on what they want to be when they grow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And just a disclaimer, I would say as far as all these platforms go, I mean, they should really do an in-depth situation where you got to put in your age and, you know,
right.
things right. of that nature before you can watch certain things on here. Because right. like I said, and all these other people, it's like, come on, it's like ridiculous, yeah.
I just think that if he wants to do that, because I'm not telling this man he can't do what I'm not telling them yes or no. I would never tell somebody they can't do something particularly, but they need to design a network, a social media network, particularly for that community, so we can separate what we want to see, what is going to help. What's going to add value to our lives on social media? Because when I get on social media, I don't watch stuff like that. I don't even want that recommended to me. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It, you know, it's like... It's
so,
like
that's what I believe.
Just a few minutes ago, that's out the window. They're going to put on there what they want to put on there.
Right.
So we got to get past
it. But what I'm saying, I mean, we can get past it, but this is what... You ask me what I believe. You right. ask me how I feel. This is what I feel, how I feel it, and this is just what I'm giving you. I'm dishing you what hey, you know. So
yeah, I think more so they need some type of parental guidance so that the youth can't see it.
What's disappointing is that it's on YouTube.
Right.
Not and I understand YouTube didn't put in any terms of agreement, which I'm not sure. Don't quote me if I'm wrong, but or I mean, hey, I don't know what's in their terms of agreement, but I'm pretty sure that all people are allowed on. It doesn't matter your preference; it just matters the content we're seeing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I know it ain't gonna get better. I know it's not gonna get better. I know people ain't gonna do what I want them to do. People ain't gonna do what Giant want them to do. YouTube or anybody, they're not gonna do what Jimmy want them to do. I understand that. I know that. I'm processing that. But that is just how I feel. You know, yeah. You don't want to wake up. You don't want your son to wake up and get on YouTube and he sees that. You don't even want your daughter to get on YouTube and see that. Because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, that's a community that should just be only, that content should only be shared to that particular community for them to enjoy.
Right.
Why do you think they have Pride? People attend LGBTQ, all of them attend Pride. For their own enjoyment, for their own entertainment purposes. That's their entertainment. It's not called gay pride. I mean, it's not called straight pride, because I mean, we don't need that. You know what I'm saying? They have their own prerequisites on how they do their how they celebrate and show their pride and how they are entertained by one another, and we have our way. You know what I'm saying? So I do believe and think that there should be a network, just like I was just talking to my, and I'm not to get off track, but I was just talking to a good friend of mine, and he has a sister that is handicapped, and she has been trying to date for the longest, and she met a young man. He told me a story about how she met a young man that was, you know, and this hasn't happened. This is the first time it's happened, but she met a young man that was somewhat abusive to her, and she's handicapped. She's in a wheelchair, and this man was physically abusive to her and mentally. And he was just telling me, he believes that, you know, people that are in his sister's situation, they should even have a network for the disabled that allows the disabled to connect with other disabled, because that is something that they all share in common. I don't believe, because, you know, you just never know. Someone could date a disabled person just because of the disability income that they receive. You know, it's a lot of people, they do crazy things, and people, you know, date people because of crazy situations. So I believe that he is right. There should be a dating site for disabled people. And I mean, if we got, there's an LGBT community, there should be certain things that people are available to, not trying to put them in their own little community or box, not trying to put them in a, believe in order to protect them, in order to look out for some of them, that would be helpful for them to meet people that they're alike, or people that they have, you know, they feel the most relatable to, if that makes sense.
Right.
Hey, so that's my whole thing.
So at the end of the day, Jimmy, finish up on this topic. So what's your final thought on this topic?
What's that? On the saucy?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, again, with that, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, okay, I ain't judging, but I don't need to see that. Because you got to be careful what enters your eyes. You know, what you see, what you hear, you know, affects your thought process. You know, so again, it's like, you know, kids definitely do not need to see some grown man acting that way.
Right.
Especially young males who are, again, like I said yesterday, very influential. They follow, you know, and they just look for big, I guess, idols to follow. And, you know, the numbers, I didn't even know the numbers. I didn't care to look at it, but, you know, to know that the numbers are doing, you know, it's getting those type of numbers in a short amount of time is beyond me, man.
Yeah. Just checking in. We just touched on a topic of Saucy Santana, because DR wasn't on the update show that we did a day ago. So we want to give him the chance to speak. And I must say, DR, I love your passion. That's what I was trying to get out of you, your passion. You really got into it. So, you know, I champion that. That's great. So we're going to move on to the show-running topic.
Right.
Which is, do women want too much, and expect too much, from a man in 2020? So we're gonna let Jimmy kick this off. Jimmy got racked. What's your thoughts on that?
Here's my thing. I feel that a woman might expect a lot or want a lot, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, it's like, I don't feel that relationships weather the storm anymore. So, you know, it's like, you know, if you push a man too hard, he'll leave you where you stand. Right. And then you'll be alone. So it's like, I don't think they can expect too much, even though they might want to and feel that, you know, that's what they're looking for, but I don't think they can.
What do you think, Dion?
I mean, I believe that, you know, as long as you give women the basics, I don't believe that they want a lot, you know what I mean? I mean, I honestly think they just want the basics. They want honesty, you know, they want trust, you know, just if you learn how to, or I won't say if you learn, but if you automatically know what to give, you know, there will be less she would need to ask for, if that makes sense. I don't know if y'all following me.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna jump out the window and say this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and this is just my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. Don't cancel me or no stuff like that. I'm gonna speak my truth.
Right.
I feel like a woman's stock has went down.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that it has went down because I'm not really sure of the actual year or whatever, but I remember when Beyonce did that record, that independent record.
Right.
And I think that changed the mindset of women. And then they started to do this whole, you know, I'm independent. I don't need no man. And while that process was going, as they're saying they don't need a man, in my opinion, that's precisely the opposite of what a man wants. Mm. A man actually wants a woman to be dependent on him, and you know, and somewhat look to him, because us as men, we have a natural thing, at least, you know, how I grew up in Chicago. I mean, you know what I'm saying, and I watched my uncles and all of that. They were the men of the house, and they took care of their woman.
Right.
I think once that independent thing came in, it made men look at women like, I'm not going to compete with you.
Right.
I'm going to take care of you. So I'm not going to compete with you talking that independent, got my own money, got my own this, got my own that. Then what you need me for?
Exactly.
You really don't even need me, if that's the case.
And add to that, I mean, I've seen where now it's a lot of men being at-home dads.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know a situation of sort, and the woman is tired. You know, I'm like, she's like, I'm tired of caring the family. They have a lot of clashing because it's not right. But with the times, I feel it reversed, where men say, okay, cool. It's cool to be a at home dad, right, and let my wife go to work.
So they're not they're not only are they being, or not an at home dad, but they're just being housebands, basically.
Yeah. In a sense,
housebands.
I feel that, okay, in a situation as such, I would agree with my significant other working with me.
Right.
More so than she taking care of me, because I am not the type nobody takes care of me but God and myself. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But we work together. But, you know, it's changed a lot through the years. It's honestly gotten, I guess, to a point of no return, I guess.
But that's why I say, you know, I think it all started in terms of, you know, all of this, you know, women. Girl, I'm getting the bag. I don't need no man. I don't need no man to do this to me. I don't need no man to do this and that. But now, it's hard for you to even find a man.
Yeah. Mm. And they're at home at
because they're so conditioned to being independent. They're conditioned.
Right. Yeah. And that's where it went left.
Mm-hmm.
That's my point. That's...
And sometimes when you hear something so long and it's ringing in your ears for so long, you begin to believe it. And then what? It becomes a lifestyle. It becomes second nature. You know, it's almost like, you know, when a baby learns, you know, its first word, and then it just starts to, you know, gradually over time talking, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just, I believe, you know, when you've been doing something so long, or even, you know, having a certain, you know, way of living for so long, it grows on you. You know what I mean? So that's probably what happened.
So let's speed it up to right now, 2020 today. Uh-huh. That's why it's a 10 to ratio of women to men in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
In Atlanta, Georgia, I heard it's like 24 to 1.
Yeah, it's 20,002. It feels like. You know what I'm saying? It's horrible.
Right.
And now it makes them look thirsty. And they do thirsty stuff now.
Exactly.
They screwing on the first night. I mean, they doing stuff that, you know, that our parents and grandparents looked at like was crazy, because they dated and they courted and all these different things that brung a relationship together and they build on.
Right.
Nobody's building on nothing.
Yeah.
If I can take you to Juicy Crab, I'm getting something.
Exactly.
If I can take you to Cheesecake Factory, I'm gonna get something.
And you know, it's just like you said earlier, that the stock is so low that it don't even take that anymore. Now it's more so, you digging me? You feel me? Okay, come over, let's say around 12. Let's get it popping, you know. So, you know, it's one of those things. It's just like, this to me, I feel, you know, is what they would call a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah.
Good Lord.
Atlanta, or just in right now?
The world.
In general.
Yes.
Right.
In general. So, DR, your last thoughts on this topic so we can move on. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's your final thought on this topic?
I mean, 2020. I mean, you already know. I'm just sitting here thinking about what you know Jimmy just said, and it's really saddening to see, you know, the world rotating in a way where so much tradition, traditional values and morals and the way we were brought up has literally gone out of the window. I mean, I'm an old school type of guy. You know, I was raised with, you know, older parents, even though they look good. Like, I always got to reiterate that. Because I don't ever want to get on here and say that my parents don't look good for the age. They look great for the age. Excellent. But they raised me. I'm the last, I believe, like, I'm the last good one of my generation, of my age group, to really have sense and to really see and realize and know that there's something wrong here. There's something really wrong here.
Yeah.
And I know that it isn't with the old schoolers. I have to put you guys in a group, but it's something golden about the old schoolers. The old schoolers know better. They know what the old schoolers know what their grandparents and their parents have taught them. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I definitely think this is a new school problem. and it can be nipped. It can be nipped if we don't give up on the new schoolers. You know what I mean? Or the 2020 generation. Everyone in the now. We can't give up.
Right.
We can't. Because I believe that that's what we've done for the past 10 years now.
So what do you suggest to help them?
Exactly what we're doing now. We're on a podcast. I mean, we're really talking about these things. You know, I'm 24 currently. I'm giving my insights, and I just want them to know. I mean, if there are anyone in my age group that is listening, please understand what we're saying, because it's wrong. You know what I mean? It's very wrong. Know that the way the world is rotating, we're rotating counterclockwise.
Right.
Yeah. We're supposed to be rotating clockwise.
Right.
Now, don't ask me what the real rotation is, but I'm saying everything is rotating the wrong direction, backwards.
I don't think we can help you. I'm going to keep it real.
Oh, well. I'm a hopeful, you know, Giant. I'm a hopeful person.
I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. But right. But I don't think this we right now at 41 minutes and 25 seconds, I don't think this is gonna help.
Right. We need a whole community. You know what I mean?
I think the only one that can help us. You ready? You listen.
Mm-hmm.
God.
They gotta find him first. A lot of them don't even know who he is.
Well,
they gotta find him first. You have a lot of soulless people.
How do we help him? How do we help him? How do we help him?
We can't help him.
Exactly.
We can't. Now that we can't do. That we can't help him do. It has to be within you.
Yeah. Okay.
Has to be. That we can't do.
Okay.
So I see where you're coming from, and you know, to a certain degree. But I'm telling you, life, they say, you know, a hard head makes a real soft ass. And I believe that, unfortunately, I'm a hopeful guy. I believe that with the influence, like you say, the passion I have.
Right.
I mean, whether they want to listen to, because you got a lot of people, they go to church. And they listen to everything. They soak up everything like a sponge.
Right.
And then as soon as they step out the door, they squeeze all of it out. They release all of it. It's like it goes through one ear and out of the other.
Right.
So, I mean, got a lot of people in church that are broken. And they're going to church looking for answers, looking to become fixed. So, I believe that life is the biggest lesson that anyone can experience. You know what I mean? Life.
Right.
Trust me, Giant. If they keep doing wrong, they keep making the wrong decisions, they're going to learn. And it don't take you but one time to touch fire to know that that shit is hot and it burns.
I think they get burned all the time and don't give a damn. That's what I think.
Well, if you like fire that much, then you might as well retire into the underworld. You know what I mean? I mean, I anybody with sense. I mean, let's just think about it like that. Anybody with sense, you know what I'm saying? I know.
Okay. Move on to the next topic, though. We're gonna
okay.
Move on.
We don't want to drag it out. That's fine. We can move on.
Okay, right. Another question, fellas.
Right.
I probably should have rephrased this, but people, I'm gonna say it this way just so we can move on and get into it, and this is something we can be real brief on.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, in the middle of this pandemic, in 2020, and where things are going currently, who are you voting for in November? Who would like to go first?
I'll take that one.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I've listened to a lot of commercials of Trump, a lot of commercials of Biden, and honestly, it's like both of them are freaking, like, they're total idiots, both of them.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a catch-22, you know. You get one, you lose. You get the other one, you lose. So it's like redundant.
If you had to choose one, who would it be?
Huh?
So if you had to choose one, who would it be?
I'm going to go out on the limb and just say Biden. Okay. Even though he's talking about jacking up taxes. Oh, my God. But I'll say Biden.
All right, D.R., what you think?
I don't discuss politics publicly, no. I mean, you know, I'm just right now, I'm just focused on the world, getting back to normal. I'm worried about the second stimulus rolling out. I'm worried about the employment of other people.
Stimulus, then you should be worried about who's going to be president.
Well, they better roll that shit out before we choose, because it seems to me like they waiting. They're waiting for election time to give the next stimulus.
Who do you want to see in there? Because that stimulus might stop November 3rd.
Well, I damn sure don't want to see Trump. And I'm publicly saying that. Devontae Riley is saying this. And I quote, I do not want to see Trump as president at all.
That's what I was asking. I mean, these are straightforward answers.
Well, I don't know who I'm voting for, but it ain't Trump, so.
Well, I'm going to say this. First of all, I don't even
I'm just sick of the system in general. That's why I don't want to talk about it. I mean, for one, I mean, what about the whole, I'm still stuck on Breonna Taylor right now. So I ain't talking about no politics, man. Just, you know,
right.
I mean,
that's the topic. Who right. The hell are you voting for? So you not, don't have
my answer. My answer is not Trump.
Okay. Okay. So let me give you my take on the whole thing. I don't believe that no person of the United States will ever benefit the people.
So right.
We feel we need to be benefited.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So with that being said, I don't particularly care for Trump. I see certain things that he does and certain things that he has done that has benefited. But there's another side. And that side, I don't too much agree with. Now, for Biden, I think, honestly, and I say this with all respect, I say this very respectfully, I think he's too old. And that's why I think the world is excited about Kamala. Because they know she's going to be the next president. They know it. Now, in terms of who I would vote for, I would have to vote for Biden at this point.
Right.
But with the knowing that it would eventually be Kamala would be president.
Okay.
And that would be our first woman president. And I don't know how that's going to go. I'm not even saying that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
But that is what I feel is going to be the ultimate result.
And I'm cool with those guys. You know what I mean?
I mean, I think it's good for you know, history. You know, we had a black president. You know, now we have a Trump. which is our Twitter president, and then he's in the new age of the president.
Right.
He's the one that gets on there and he says exactly what he feels, just like the climate of the world. We say exactly what we feel, and he's on Twitter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
He runs Twitter.
Yeah.
That's his network right there. I mean, you know how you got Beyonce Instagrams, but she don't tweet.
Yeah.
President Trump tweets.
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like now, you know, I know it's probably strange to a lot of people, but now in the near future, we're going to have a woman president.
Right.
We might as well just accept it. It is, mm-hmm. It is what it is, regardless of what people think, mm-hmm. You know. But I watch a lot of news and things like that, and I see how people are excited about her. And they're not excited because she's running for vice president. They know that, per Trump's words, not mine, that Sleepy Joe is getting old.
Right.
I mean, they know it. So they're looking forward to her being president. That's where it's going, in my opinion.
Right.
And who's ever listening, you can call me crazy, whatever you want to call me, but this is what I say.
Right.
So we ain't going to harp too long on that because they might block our podcast or some shit like that. But BR, have you seen a trailer of a movie called Project Power? I just want to do a brief movie review. I haven't even seen the whole movie, people, but I did watch a piece
of it. I mean, just like we've been in quarantine for 5 or 6 months, like my whole mind has been in quarantine for 5 to 6 months. I've not really seen much of anything, but everything is online. So...
Right. So you need to go. Can you pull up something else right now, real fast?
Mm-hmm.
Pull up Project Power on Netflix.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx is the star. Just watch the trailer.
Okay. Let me play it right now.
Right now, this is my favorite movie of 2020. And I haven't even seen the whole thing.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've seen the trailer, and it's cool.
Oh, man, the cinematography is incredible.
Exactly.
And, Jimmy, while he's looking that up, why don't you give the people your Instagram and LinkedIn and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Jimmy Got Racks at Jimmy Got Racks, and that's GOTRACKSS. LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. All of the above.
Seems like a good project.
DR, you found it?
I did. I just got done watching it.
What you think?
I think it's good. But, I mean, with the whole... I'm very subliminal. And the messages are really speaking to me as far as, you know, taking a pill of power. I mean, that pill could easily just be... I mean, haven't we all seen this before with the whole chipping process and all of that? I mean, it's good for entertainment, but when I look at it subliminally, it's striking something and it's saying, okay, it just looks all too familiar to me, you know?
Yeah, focus in. I hear you coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Focus in. I love it. Me, myself.
I think so. I think it's good for entertainment.
But there is a subliminal there.
It's a subliminal. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So at least we all can agree on that. So right now, with us not seeing the whole thing, just seeing the trailer, what would you guys rate this movie thus far? And then we'll get back on here and after we've watched it and finalized the review. But as of right now, what do you think? Jimmy?
Overall, just off the trailer, and I'm basing it off of the trailer, I give it a good 9.5 out of 10.
Okay. Okay. What do you think, D.R.?
Looks like a good action pack to me. I mean, it's a lot of people, you know, a lot of fire, a lot of fighting, you know. It just looks like a good action-packed film, project.
So, on the scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it at this point?
It's about an 8.
About an 8? Okay. Well, I'm a film guy.
Uh-huh.
And I really love the cinematography.
Right.
And I just love how it basically put together the angles and everything that they use, fight scenes.
Right.
And the whole concept, even knowing that it's a subliminal, but I haven't watched the whole thing. But
right.
At the end of the day, so far, I have to give it a chance. As a film.
We have to, because, you know, sometimes, like I said, you know, we're viewing a trailer here, so we can't be completely judgmental, because you can't judge a book by its cover. I mean, we may see the that it's subliminal through the trailer, but once we watch the movie, it may end up being a very good movie. So I don't believe that I can judge this movie based upon a couple of seconds. You know what I'm saying? 2 minutes.
Who knows? I might get to the end of the movie and say this is.
Right.
Who knows? But ladies and gentlemen, it's something to check out. So check that out. And we'll get back with you on our next show. You know what I'm saying? And touch on it and tell you our thoughts. DR, give everybody your social handles, man, so they can reach out to you and we can connect with them. And again, I say, if you want to come on the show, favorite the show on anchor.fm, favorite the show. The show is on Spotify, Apple Music, it's everywhere. But if you want to come on the show, go to anchor.fm and favorite the show. Send us an email, hitsdigitalaccess@gmail.com. And what is our Instagram, D.R.?
We are Grown Man-ish Podcast. We're getting that materialized right now. We're getting the IG together, but I'm pretty sure that handle isn't taken, but we will be from now on Grown Man-ish Podcast. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And then I'm guessing hopefully by the weekend, we'd have it by hopefully Saturday afternoon. We should have that page together. So okay. Grown Man-ish Podcast.
And give them your direct contact, man, so they can hit you up.
My direct contact is Devontae_Riley. That is DEVONTE_Riley. And that is I'm on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the whole nine. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm Giant the R&B Bully, a.k.a. Andre Marcellus, but Giant the R&B Bully on Instagram, Facebook, the Andre Marcellus Collection on Instagram. And you can also hit up Hit Digital Media Global on Instagram if you are an independent artist, a chef, or clothes designer. Feel free to hit us up. We'd love to feature you there, get on a live with you, and let you display your stuff. Artists, display your music. Chef, you'll be able to come on the show, Andre's Kitchen, which is coming soon, right around the corner. So we look forward to hearing from you guys, man. Come on, get involved, get involved. Let's get it popping. It's 2020. Sleepy Joe and Trump. I mean, it's a trip, okay? So, fellas, it's been great.
It's most definitely.
Here.
Absolutely.
I'm glad our Wi-Fi worked out throughout the process.
Yeah, man.
And, man, you guys have a good evening. Be safe. Wear your mask.
You do the same, man. Same to you. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Talk to you guys soon.
All right. Peace.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah.